Triple J.
On Triple J, this is 2015.
On Triple J, one of the big sounding songs off the Maddian album, which is coming out at the end of the week. It's called Adventure. This track from it is Imperium, which we've been playing. It will be on the album. The 20-year-old from France has had a remarkable music career over the last 4 or 5 years. His real name is Hugo Pierre Leclerc. He comes from Nantes in France, and at the moment he's working on his live show, which he's taking off around North America next month. He's got a big performance coming up at Coachella. But this guy's been making music, as I said, for about 4 or 5 years. He's been putting out singles and remixes and EPs, but he's also been producing some pretty name artists. He co-wrote and produced some stuff with Lady Gaga, and he did the same with Coldplay. And also the last Two Door Cinema Club single, which we played on Triple J, was produced by Maddian as well. Now, this new album has some originals. It's got some of his own vocals on it, but he's also collaborated with people like Mark Foster of Foster the People and Michael from Passion Pit. And you'll hear him talking about working with Michael from Passion Pit in a moment. But I spoke to Maddian this week and I asked him about the album and whether he saw it as more than just a collection of songs.
Yeah, there clearly was a concept to it. I didn't want to make an album too early because I wanted to make sure I did something that was relevant to the album format. In this day and age, you can kind of do EPs and singles and you don't have to do an album. So I made an album because I had an idea. I wanted to kind of capture my teenage years and all of my taste and sensibility from the past few years. And I kind of had a blueprint laid out for the album before I started writing. I wanted it to start really optimistic and pop and fun and social, and then progressively at the end get more solitary and vast, I guess, and contemplative.
Given that you would have, I mean, your teenage years would have started in one place, but by the end of your teenage years, you would have been working pretty hard. Do you feel like you missed out on anything because of, you know, all the attention that you started getting making music?
Oh, no, definitely not. I think that's definitely the best option for me. I was kind of miserable at school, to be honest. I didn't like it. So being able to do what I wanted was great. And I retained all of the friendships that I had before, and I still see all my friends regularly. So it feels like I had the best of both worlds.
It must be a real exciting time for them as well to see how fast things have happened for you. Because are you still 20 or have you turned 21 yet?
No, I'm 20 still.
You're 20 still. So your album is now out, but you've been working with all sorts of big people like Coldplay and Lady Gaga. Have your friends been excited for what you've achieved so far?
Yeah, I mean, I guess to them it feels kind of distant and they don't really see that side. So I don't think they care that much, which I like. I don't really play their music or anything. We just hang out, which I think is the best thing. I try to kind of keep it separate from, you know, the career and then the private life.
And is it easy to do that?
Yeah, it's fine. I remember as a child I was telling them I was going to be a musician and all that. So they weren't that surprised. It all happened according to plan, I guess.
Yeah, well, what age were you, Maddian? What age were you when you knew that music was going to be your life? How old were you?
I was about 16, I believe, yeah.
So only about 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, then you've achieved a lot in 4 years.
Thank you.
Now, okay, let's go into the finer points of this album, Adventure, then. So let's talk about some of the people you've worked with. One of the first tracks we got was, it was only a month or two ago, but the collaboration with Michael from Passion Pit was a real surprise. We didn't know we didn't know that you had collaborated with him. What made you think of getting him on board for that track?
Well, I had been a fan of Passion Pit forever. So I made that track a long time ago. It's one of the oldest ones that I kept on the album, and I was waiting kind of for the right collaboration because I knew I wanted someone else to do vocals. And I reached out to Michael because we share the same A&R in the U.S., and I was kind of anxious because they never really did anything like that. Michael never really featured on anyone else's record in that way when I asked. But he loved it, and we just kind of went back and forth on emails, and it happened really naturally.
Have you actually physically met him yet?
I have not. He's actually the only person on the album that I haven't met, because everyone else I rented studios around the world and we actually physically worked together. But with Michael, we did online.
Did it make any difference, or do you think that the end result is exactly what you'd achieve if you got into a studio with him?
Oh, I think it was great to just let his genius speak on that one. Yeah, so I think that was probably the best method for this track.
He's got a real, I mean, he's got a similar sensibility, don't you think, to Madian's music as well? Because your own music is very bright and sunshiny. A lot of it is anyway. And that's what sort of Passion Pit have at their core, don't they?
I think so. I definitely feel there's a similar kind of emotional spectrum that we like to explore. And I think it's a very production-minded guy. So, yeah, it felt like a really fitting collaboration.
She was dancing, she was smiling, nose was booming in her cheeks, in a quiet kind of litany. She exacted on the feet, and then she drove into the arms of disgrace and then repelled. Now she's fallen to her knees, which you couldn't ever tell. And then she asked me how we got here.
Now, there are other guest vocalists on the record, but you also sing on this record, and a track this week just surfaced called Home. Home is the last moment on the album, isn't it? Isn't this the final track?
Yeah, it was. As soon as I wrote it, it became apparent that it would have to be the kind of destination of the album and the ending. I didn't intend to sing on the album at first, and I was just in the studio, and I really wanted to finish the track quickly and while I was in this kind of vulnerable place. And I wrote the lyrics and I recorded it myself, and I decided to keep my own vocals because I felt that even though I'm not a singer, it made it kind of relatable and honest. So and then I ended up singing on a couple of more tracks in the album.
Yeah, I know. But you don't think you're a very good singer?
No, I don't think I'm a, you know, I'm lucky enough to have access to, you know, to be able to collaborate with really, really skillful, really amazing singers. So to me, what I was trying to do, doing my own vocals, I didn't want it to be an indulgence. I wanted it to be something different from the rest of the album, you know, something that is more honest and I guess, personal. So it felt like the right move.
Yeah, it does sound like a very personal moment, the creation of this track. Can you take us back? Because I think it was at the beginning of last year that you woke up and you decided to stay up for 24 hours and create this song. What was going through your mind? What was happening?
Well, it's this thing I do about once a year in April where I wake up a morning and I lock myself in the studio for 24 hours and I start a clock and I don't leave the studio until the 24 hours are up, and I have to write 3 brand new songs and finish them in that time frame. And I tend to be very slow and meticulous when making music, so doing this is a way for me to explore the exact opposite and be really spontaneous. So yeah, and by the end of it you get really, really tired, obviously, and I guess a sleep deprivation triggers something in me, I guess.
And you always do it in April, or is it just by coincidence that it happens in April?
I try to not do it too often, just to keep it magical, because every time I've done it, I ended up with at least one song that I thought was interesting that I thought I wouldn't be able to make any other way. So if I did it all the time, well, first of all, my health would be terrible, because it's a terrible thing to do, and I don't encourage anyone to do it. But yeah, so I try to do it rarely, and it so happens to be once a year, and it so happens to generally be in April. I will be in on tour in April this year, so it will have to be a little later.
Hey, well, you'll have to delay it. So tell us, with the creation of the song Home, did it come very quickly in that 24-hour cycle, or did it all of a sudden just come all at the end?
No, it actually came near the end when I was kind of giving up, and I felt completely uninspired, and I felt completely blocked, and I didn't want to make music anymore, really. So I kind of wrote a song about that, about giving up, and it kind of evolved into its own song, which was a nice way to, I guess, get out of that zone.
Absolutely. And you pretty much completed it all in that one day cycle?
Yeah, I didn't really change it much or really at all from that version. And I just felt like it was important, and it would be more meaningful if I just kept it as it was.
Okay, let's hear it right now. This is Madian, new music from him off the soon-to-be-released album Adventure. This track is called Home.
Down on
if I could.